It's time for Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive and Highway 62 East. Talk of the Town highlights interesting people and events in the Twin Lakes area. And now, here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad to have you with us in the studio. Baxter County Judge Mickey Pendergrass. Wow, 2020 already. Now, last time you were in here, you came in a little bit late in December, as I recall. And we talked quite a little bit about how very, very incredibly important the census is. And this was something you decided to get involved with. And actually, you were chosen.
Yes, I was asked to serve on the statewide complete count committee for the census at the pleasure of the governor of Arkansas and some of his staff.
And this is not a fun job.
No, it is. It's actually got into more work now that I have got new updates, and we have a couple of extra meetings. We'll go next week to our regular committee meeting, but now they're assigning jurisdictions to the different committee members, like 30 some of us, and I ended up with five counties.
Oh my.
So that I could make presentations on what we're trying to do and what we're suggesting and how. And it's all about getting everybody to fill out a census form, no matter what your situation, and to make sure everybody gets counted. And that's the importance of it. And that's why this committee was formed. And there's local committees in different cities, different counties, jurisdictions that have their local complete count committees. I feel fortunate because I'm kind of like a duck out of the water, you might say, or a fish out of the water is even worse, because we have done a really good job in this part of the state. But there's other parts of the state that they have a low success rate of getting a complete count, and that is what we're zeroing in on. But it's still just as important for every one of us to get counted here in north central Arkansas as it is in southwest Arkansas or southeast Arkansas, wherever the problems are at. And we've got untold count of maps and information, and we're coming up with things, and I plan on recording one next week when I go down there and make an appointment. We're doing public service announcements, each of us on the committee and others. The governor has done one that's available. And to tell how important it is and to urge people. We're in 2020 now, so it's go time. And the complete count date is April 1st. April Fools, y'all, you're going to get counted. So make it a good one. But April 1st is the date that everything becomes available. And for the first time this year, there's three different ways that you can be counted. You can respond online, and you can fill out the form, and you will no longer be bothered by anybody from the census, from their employees, or from the Census Bureau itself. If you go in and fill online and complete the count,
it's very, very easy.
And they give you that's the best route now. People who live like I do out don't have good access to internet. Now, I do at the office, and I do at other places. Mm-hmm. So the public library, Baxter County, the Donald W. Reynolds Library, has public access computers. You can go access there and use those computers.
And they're happy to help you.
Yes, and the Libraries Association is a part of our statewide complete count committee. They're making all their services available and other places where you can get access to do it online. Or you can. The last resort will be they will put employees and they're trying to hire now. If you'd like a part-time job, it pays well. It starts sometime in the middle of May and goes through August. And they like local people who know the area to run all these addresses, which they know people live at. And if you haven't filled out a form and you hadn't responded, they will call your house. I've had them do it to me 30 years ago.
Yes, so, I did too.
That is the way it's going to count, and it's important that we all count it because it means a lot of federal money is back into our state. It has a lot to do with the jurisdictions that's going to be divided as far as congressional districts, JP districts, state house, state senate. All those districts are going to be determined next year based upon what we get in the count, and some of those district lines could very well move. And so it's so important that everybody get counted so that you get the equal representation which the Constitution allows you.
Absolutely. And that is, it's a constitutional point. I mean, one of the biggest problems with the Constitution or why it was formed is because we did not want taxation without representation. And we have to show that we have so many people. that are living here. What is the biggest? What do you think the biggest roadblock is for people? Is it that they don't want people to know that they're living off the grid, or they just don't want to be a part of big government? What is the big drawback?
Those are two of the biggest ones are living off the grid. They want anybody to know where they're at. Mm-hmm. And this information is not shared for personal contact information. Is not shared out of the Census Bureau because you mentioned the Constitution. The census count is a constitutional required responsibility of the U.S. federal government to form this. It was the only thing that you can find in the Constitution, a lot of what the Constitution says. So this is every 10 years it says in the Constitution we will be counted, and it is the federal government's responsibility, and so we're making a super effort. But the two things is wanting to live off the grid, and the other is we have a lot of people who have questionable citizenship in the country.
Mm-hmm.
They are to be counted. That information is not shared with the ICE.
Nope.
Whether you agree with that or don't agree with that, that information is not shared. So
we
it's
still
important
need to know that they're here.
Yes, we need to know how many people's here in whatever locale, where it's a city, county, or state. So those things are what gets in the way. And it's just forgetful.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of the committees, subcommittees that I served on was how do we go around with the senior group. And there are special ways that places like nursing homes, rehab centers, elderly care is counted. Prisons and colleges and universities have their own special benefit of how they are counted so that they're all taken and put into the count.
Mm-hmm.
But my thought is the people of my generation and older are the most patriotic bunch among us, and if they are made aware of it, they will get counted because they understand the constitutional responsibilities. And I think that's one reason why we're successful getting counted here.
That's
true.
It's
because of our population center and our patriotism that we have amongst our people.
Yeah.
But if
really
you know somebody
point.
That, just remind them, if it's family, friends, somebody you go to church with, somebody you work with, somebody that you just know that, hey, they're off the grid here. We need to get them to reform because they will get a house call.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't quit until they get a hold of them.
It's better to talk to somebody you know than somebody you don't know. And that's why you were saying it's nice that we're hiring local. And it is good to have people from those areas that can go into those backwoods areas and say, hey, Joe, how you doing?
But it's important that we get that done. And this is the year. Every 10 years it's done. It hasn't happened for 10 years. And this is the biggest push. And of course, I'm involved in government, local government now, more so than I ever have been. But it's the greatest and the biggest push I ever seen to get the census correct as I've ever seen in my lifetime.
I've never seen as much advertising. I mean, like you said, the governor's even got a spot that's running now. I have never seen this big a push, but I think I understand why, because we really need to know how our dollars are being spent.
The
and
shift
on
of
what.
Population within the country could cost you a congressional district.
There you go.
Very easily. Some states have lost that. So far, Arkansas has held on to its four congressional districts, and I think if everybody's counted, we'll continue to hold on to them. But some states are growing. You take a Florida or a Texas, they're growing rapidly, and they're going to add congressional districts. And if they add one, they got to come from somewhere.
That's true.
And until there's a constitutional amendment to change the makeup of the United States House of Representatives and create more representatives, that's going to continue to happen. So it's important that we get that. Plus the federal dollars, and we pay it in, we'd like to get it back.
That's exactly what I was going to say is, we paid that money in. Where is it? Where's it going?
Yeah.
Mickey, I thank you so much. We're out of time already.
Already?
Already.
We just thought Happy New Year to everybody.
I know.
2020, here
Happy
we go.
Happy New Year, 2020.
Yeah, she told me not to talk about the snow's coming, so we'll not talk about that.
We don't talk about the snow because by the time I get out of here, there won't be any eggs or milk or bread left.
It's not
we do
be
have
much.
A slight chance this weekend. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we
come
do.
Back and see us in February, of course.
Thank you, and thanks for having us. And if anybody has any questions, they can certainly call.
Absolutely. Thank you. Judge Mickey Pendergrass, always good to have him here. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East. To learn how she can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.